Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt. Jean Paul is not here today. Today we'll be talking about Valley Performing Arts' upcoming production of Brigadoon, which opens tonight and runs through October the 6th. And to talk about the show, we have one of the actors, Joe Irvin, who's playing the part of Archie Beaton. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Good afternoon to ye.
And I see you're already getting into a bit of the character. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about the play Brigadoon.
Aye. Brigadoon, a small village in the Scottish Highlands, just on the other side of a blanket of mist, where every night time stands still for the next 100 years. Well, in Brigadoon you'll find the lovely Fiona, the wanton Meg, sweet Jean, charming Charlie Dalrymple, and me, Archie Beaton, the local wool vendor. Though we may seem like we're simple folk, magical things happen in Brigadoon. Why, there's many a familiar and beautiful song. Songs like Come to Me, Bend to Me, The Heather on the Hill, From This Day On, and as well as the title song Brigadoon. There'll be lasses dancing, Meg cavorting about looking for a husband, and wonderful costumes. Why, there's even a little bagpiping, and it's all wrapped around a love story between a visiting Alaskan lad and a lovely Brigadoon lass.
Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, we have not gone to Scotland. We are hearing Joe Irvin, who is one of the actors in Valley Performing Arts production of Brigadoon, with his wonderful Scottish brogue. Now, Joe, you're not from Scotland, are you?
No, but my grandfather was from Scotland, and I grew up with him, living with us. So I remember him singing Loch Lomond to me and reciting Bobby Burns poetry to me. So when I think of the Scottish brogue, I can actually kind of hear my grandfather's voice in my memory. So it's really kind of this is really a great opportunity for me to kind of relive my grandfather's life in Scotland.
I bet it is. You know, one of the things about actor training is working with accents, and there are several ways of doing that, one of which is to simply imagine someone else who is doing that accent that you may know, and you have that resource available to you. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed you mentioned in the sort of introduction about what the play's about that you have characters from Alaska who are coming to Scotland. Now, originally, these two guys are tramping through the woods in Scotland. They're from England, I believe, right?
Well, actually,
oh, they're from America.
They're
from America, right?
One is, as the play was originally written and performed, it was written in 1947 by Lerner and Lowe, and the characters, the visiting Americans, one's from Georgia, one's from New York. But we've updated it, and you know, we've made it more modern with some of the communication devices as opposed to a phone. We have cell phone and Google Maps as opposed to Rand McNally. So we've done that. And to do that, we've made the New Yorker an Alaskan.
Are they from Wasilla?
We didn't get into that. But you can see Russia from there. We make some comment about that.
Oh, really?
That.
Okay. Yeah. From Scotland, you can see Russia from Scotland.
From Alaska.
Okay. Well, you can almost see Russia from Scotland. So the play Brigadoon is one of those classic musicals written by Lerner and Lowe, as you mentioned. And it's about these two guys from now Alaska who were going through the Scottish Highlands, and they come across this. Well, explain what they come across.
Well, they're lost, and out of the mist, a small village they see. And they go there, and the village is just waking up from their 100-year sleep. So in Brigadoon, and there's a plot line behind why every night when the folks of Brigadoon go to sleep, 100 years elapses. And when they wake up, it's the next day for them. But for the outside world, it's 100 years gone by. So they stumble onto this village in the mist, hidden in the mist. And the story proceeds from there with them discovering that this place is a magical place that time stands still for 100 years.
And your character, you described yourself as?
I'm the local wool vendor, and we have a tremendous if you're familiar with the play at all, one of the big production numbers is McConaughey Square and the fair at McConaughey Square. So the people come alive in the morning and they have a huge fair that day. And so I'm a wool vendor. There's people selling eggs, vendors selling drink. There's people selling milk. And so there's a huge, big production of that number. And that I'm one of the characters. I'm also the character who is the father of Harry, who is my son, who the love interest, one of the two sisters in the play, Jean, he's in love with her. She is marrying someone else this day. So he is understandably distraught, and I'm the concerned father worrying about my son, who is having a hard time with this adjustment.
Right. And the play is really sort of two love stories.
Correct.
And the one that I think probably most people fall in love with is the one between the American and the Scottish lass, if
right.
you will.
Right. Yeah. The sister of Jean, Fiona. Mm-hmm. And so it's Tommy and Fiona who are the main love interest, and they're the ones that sing the majority of the very familiar and famous songs.
Right, and some of the songs we have from Brigadoon, people will know from just knowing the songs, but mention a few of the songs that might be the most popular ones from the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Other than the ones I already mentioned, which was Come to Me, Bend to Me, The Heather on the Hill, From This Day On, there's Almost Like Being in Love.
Which is probably the most famous song, I think, from that. That's the one my ears picked up to when I was going through the show.
The other, some of my favorites, I mean, I grew up with these songs because we sang them in my high school choir, the medley of Brigadoon. So, I mean, I hate to mention, it's like 50 years ago now. But so these songs have been with me all this time. From This Day On, There But For You Go I. And then, you know, the title, it's interesting, Brigadoon, the song that you're so familiar with, the tune, it's really just a very small piece. It's repeated two or three times, but it's not a long, drawn-out song like some of these other songs are. So,
right, right. And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, of course, and we're talking with Joe Irvin, who is an actor in the VPA production of Brigadoon, the wonderful musical by Lerner and Lowe, opening tonight at Valley Performing Arts up in Wasilla. And we're talking to him in between his Scottish brogue. We're learning some things about the play. And you mentioned The big fair that happens,
right.
And
at McConaughey Square.
That's going to be a pretty big production.
That's a very lots of action. The whole stage is full of people. It's really fun.
And you know, VPA has gotten a reputation, as I say, a good reputation lately, of doing some pretty elaborate shows up there. And yeah. Can you take a moment and kind of describe some of the production elements that you're doing in that play? How are you bringing about this whole idea of the Scottish village suddenly appearing out of the mist? Or maybe how are you staging this big fair scene? Or as an actor, are you really aware of what's going on around you?
that's a fair question because I wear glasses and you don't wear glasses on stage. So when I take my glasses off, everything kind of really gets up close and personal as far as what I can see. So, you know, what's going on around for me is it's a blur. But, you know, we have the fog machine that enhances the mist, and the mist actually happens, and then it dissipates as the scene develops. You know, we have the kind of staging that goes on in terms of sets and scene changes, and just like any play that goes on. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that people in the audience have no concept of what goes on behind the scenes, and these turning walls around and trying to do it quietly and all that. But in the past, I mean, Valley Performing Arts is just, I mean, with Wizard of Oz, I don't know, that was an incredible production. I don't think they can ever top that one in terms of just the sheer numbers of people on stage and the action. I mean, that's an all-timer. But, you know, this is a musical theater, and you know, there's songs, there's dancing. We have some wonderful young girls and guys. Harry, my son, is a dancer. There's some outstanding dance productions. I mean, these girls, I mean, they've been dancing since they've been little girls, and they're now high school girls, and so they're very, very good. Mm-hmm. So there's some great dance numbers as well as the musical numbers.
Theater, they say, is the collaborative art, and it sounds like you have quite a bit of collaboration in this show with you mentioned what's going on backstage, all the people backstage and all the people on stage. How many people do you have involved with this show? About a couple thousand, perhaps?
A cast of thousands.
The entire village of Brigadoon is there, huh?
You know, there's about 30 people involved in the cast. And speaking of collaboration, that's one of the things that I love about theater. My wife is the actress in our family, but I've recently gotten more into it with King Island Christmas that we put on a couple of years ago. But one of the things I love, especially in a show like this that's multi-generational, is that you get to – I'm a former educator, teacher at Palmer High School, and you know, I really enjoy young people. And so this is a great opportunity to where you have this – you know, I'm older. There's the young love interest couples there, and then there's these young people there. And it's all this interaction, but what makes it so great – behind the scenes and in the whole production is this common goal, collaboration, that you're all on this, you're all focused on producing the best production you can. You work together, you try to help the other people. So it's a great example of cooperation, and for young people, I think it's really a great opportunity for them to experience that kind of opportunity that just really doesn't exist out there in that many places, to interact with older people in a very supportive type of an environment. It's a great opportunity for everybody involved.
Well, speaking of teaching and speaking of the beginning of this show, have you been called upon to teach others how to do the Scottish brogue?
Well, interesting that you ask that question, because we have three girls, young girls, whose name is Grace. So we have three Graces, which is kind of confusing, but for them as well as us. But at the beginning of the show, you always have that, you know, turn off your cell phones and that little promotion, I mean, that mm-hmm. little informational piece. And so the three Graces were tasked just recently with, here's the script. Now you're going to do the introduction at the beginning of the show. And so I also, many years ago, stumbled across this book called Foreign Dialects. And so in addition to my grandfather speaking Scottish, which, by the way, no one could ever understand him, and I could never understand why they couldn't understand him, because I grew up with him. It's like, what do you mean you can't understand him? But I also have this book that I copied off the parts on the Scottish brogue, and when the girl, and so I kind of had mine down, and so when the girls were told that, by the way, you're going to do the intro and you're going to do it in a Scottish brogue, I said, okay, girls, here's my notes on how to do a Scottish dialect. And so, boy, their eyes lit up like, oh, man, thank you, thank you. So they're working on it.
Well, Joe Irvin, it's been great talking to you about VPA's production of Brigadoon, opening tonight and running through October the 6th. Hope you have a good run, and why don't you say goodbye to our listeners with your best Scottish brogue.
Well, good afternoon to ye all, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you at Brigadoon.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. At Cyrano's, it's the last weekend to see Miss Witherspoon by Christopher Durang, running through September the 8th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. And also coming up at Cyrano's is La Bête, an hilarious homage to Molière featuring the creme de la creme of Alaskan comedy talent. Has a pay-per-view Thursday, September the 12th, and a gala opening September the 13th at Cyrano's. Alaska Theater of Youth is offering some classes coming up, starting on September the 14th and running through October the 5th. Some of those classes include fairytale theater, audition preparation, acting and improvisation, and performing Shakespeare. For more information, call Alaska Theater of Youth at 338-4901 or go to alaskatheaterofyouth.org. The Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River is producing a series of mystery murder dinner plays. The dates are September the 6th through the 21st. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org. And finally, Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla is presenting the musical Brigadoon, opening tonight and running through October the 6th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3. For more information, call 907-373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.